finance gets a very bad press these days. There is even a tendency amongst some commentators to suggest that financial systems don't offer anything of value to society. Well, while it is true that finance can create huge problems, it does also offer a lot to the economy. So let's start our discussion of the origins of financial markets by thinking about what finance does. The economist Ross Levine has identified 5 key functions of the financial system. He says that finance, firstly, facilitates the trading, hedging, diversifying, and pooling of risk. In other words, it allows people to manage the risks of their financial exposure. This could be things like selling goods to a foreign country and receiving your payment in the currency of that country, and having then to convert it back to your own currency before you realise the profits. That can be risky. Those sorts of transactions can cost you money, and finance can help you manage the risks of doing that. Secondly, finance monitors managers and exerts corporate control. Companies that issue shares, for example, usually give their shareholders the right to express their views about a company. And sometimes, although not all the time, those shareholders can effect change. Thirdly, finance mobilises savings. Put simply, it helps to ensure that people don't have to keep their savings under the mattress. They can put them in banks and other financial vehicles. Number 4 is linked to this, and it's finance allocates resources. In other words, it takes those savings and directs them to the people and businesses that need and deserve them. We hope that it does that job well, but must realise that it is not always possible to predict the outcome of an investment. Even seemingly sound businesses can get into financial trouble when unexpected events hit. Lastly, finance facilitates the exchange of goods and services. This is perhaps the function that we are most familiar with. Finance gives us a basic unit of exchange, our money, our currency. That allows us to be paid for our labour and spend our income with relative ease. Much of this depends on well-functioning markets, and this is because it is markets that bring buyers and sellers together. In financial terms, they bring the people, businesses and governments that need to borrow money or use financial services, together with the people, businesses and governments that have money to lend and can provide financial services. This makes markets really important. Without them, it becomes much more difficult for buyers and sellers to meet, which increases costs, makes financial transactions very time-consuming, and may result in projects going underfunded or unfunded.